The accusations are explosive that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration intentionally manipulated data to hide a 12-year pause in global warming, and that the flawed study was a major influence in the 2015 Paris Climate Summit, where Western nations agreed to spend billions to reduce fossil fuel use. That, according to John Bates, who recently retired as a lead scientist of NOAA's National Climatic Data Center. His claim took center stage at a House hearing today entitled Making the EPA Great Again.
We have every reason to be skeptical that our scientific community is maintaining its integrity.
In an exclusive interview Sunday with the Daily Mail, NOAA whistleblower Bates said, quote, they had good data from buoys and they threw it out and corrected it by using the bad data from ships. You never change good data to agree with the bad, but that's what they did, so as to make it look as if the sea was warmer. In a blog post, Bates skewered the study's author, Tom Carl, that he, quote, constantly had his thumb on the scale in the documentation, scientific choices, and release of data sets, all to discredit the notion of a global warming hiatus. The CEO of the American Association for the Advancement of Science today defended the NOAA study and said that Bates' whistleblowing is overblown.
All he is doing, quote, is calling out a former colleague for not properly following agency standards. This is not the making of a big scandal. This is an internal dispute between two factions within an agency.
In a statement, NOAA said, quote, it stands behind its world-class scientists, but takes the allegations seriously and, quote, will review the matter appropriately. Critics note climate research today is almost entirely funded by the government.
A number of scientists have come to me telling me that where before a certain time period they were receiving government research contracts, afterwards, after it became clear they didn't agree with the CO2 theory, no more contracts.
In a statement late today to Fox News, Bates said his whistleblowing was not based on any personal feud, but his focus, quote, on concerns he raised and the opportunity they will be addressed.